Purim, Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Ketzad Marimim ala Bechor. We're going a little bit off the Indian of Tmura, but really the context is the discussion that we had in the last few Prokem about Pidyon and the Chalais of Kedusha of one Behemah going on to another, which are all subcategories or sub Noisim that are related to Tmura. So here we have something else. Ve'en Tesanta Alocha. A person wants to be Marim, Miloshin Orma, Miloshin playing a trick on Kedushas Bechor. How do you play a trick on Kedushas Bechor? Kedushas Bechor is not something in the power of a person to stop. If you have a behemah of vakeres, so we learned in the Meseches Bechoris, that's Kodesh Me'elov. There is a way over there that a person could prevent Kedushas Bechor from being chal, and that is that he sells part of the behemah to a goy, and we pass in the Shutvus Goy Patris, Shutvus Sakum Patris. That being said, there is a way where there's a Vlad that's already, that he knows is going to be Kaddish B'Kedushas Bechor when it's born. So what he could do is like this. He knows that when the Bechor is born, it's going to be a carbon. So he'd rather bring it for a carbon of his choice. So maybe he's even mechuyev to bring a carbon. So maybe he could pater up his chiyuv, an oilo, shlomim, with this animal. Ketet marimin al Bechor, mevaker shahoysim uberes. It's an animal that's mevaker, so it's Vlad will be a Bechor when it's born. It's a Milberis. Oime says like this. Masha b'me'er shalzu, whatever is b'me'e, this behemoth, im zochar oilo, and he could be magdish the behemoth as an oilo, if it was born already, it's kodesh b'kedushas Bechor. You can't change that. But before it's born, the kedushas Bechor is not chal on it. It's only chal b'yitziyosim in arechem. And b'me'elo over here, it, since it already has kedushas oilo, so the Kedushas Bechor is not chal to be mafkir the existing Kedushas Oilo. Which means, by the way, that he could be mechal the Kedushas Oilo in utero. Doesn't stim really with the regular Gedorim of Ein Odom Magdish or Makne or Koine Dolish Lebola Oilo. And the Gemara brings it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Pashas Bechokoi says, Ach Bechor Asher Yivukal Hashem Babheimo Lo Yagdish Yishtoi Soi. That once it's already Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor, Lo Yagdash, it can't turn to a different carbon. It's mashma. That before it's Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor, the very same animal can be. How would it be? Before it's Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor, it doesn't exist. Teretz is B'mei Imoy. So Shtei Tog Zeres HaKosuv, that a person can be Mechal Kedushas Carbon Oila on an Ubor, and with that he preempts the Kedushas Bechor from being Chal. Now, the Mishnah says, Im Zochor, if what will be born will be an Oila, Yolda Zachar Yikrev Oilo. He's trying to preempt Kedushas Bechor, which will only be as when if it's a Zachar. So he says, if it's a Zachar, I'd rather have it be an Oilo. With that, he's Matzlich and preempting. It's Mashma, by the way, that he can't make the Zachar into a Shlom. Why Oilo? He wants to be a Shlom. He wants to be able to eat the Basel Kachem. He doesn't want to give an Oilo. And the answer is that Chazal would ask her not to be Mezalzel in Kedushas Bechor, to be marim ala bechor, unless it was a kedusha yoyse chamura. With that, it's not a zilzul in kedushas bechor. If he turns it into an oiler, which is kachim kadosh, and there they allowed him to do it. If it's kachim kalam or shlomim, they wouldn't want him to do it. Now we have another case in the Mishnah. Vim nekevo zivche shlomim. Let's say it's in a keva, so he wants to turn it into zivche shlomim. We're not talking over here about the case of marim ala bechor, because if we were, why would he say in the keva zivche shlomim? Faket. He's magdish the Uber if it's a Zocher. If it's in a cave, he doesn't need it because it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. So here, Be'etzim, we're talking about a different case, the Gemara explains. We're talking here about a Chatos Shenesabra. What's going to happen when it gives birth? Vlad Chatos, Yamusu, Shodigeld. So he wants to, and this is another kesher to the previous parak where we learned about the Hechatoi Shemesois, he wants to preempt the Chatos Shemeso. So before the animal is born, what he's going to do is he's going to try to put another Kedusha on it. Now, Bezim, he can make the, if it's a born, the Mishnah could have said, if it's a Zocher, he'll make it into an Oila. The reason why the Mishnah said, in the Keva Zivche Shlom, is because we spoke out in the Reisha, that if he's being Marim Ala Bechor, they didn't allow him to make into a Shlom, Kedusha Kala. They're only allowed to make an Oila. Over here, since the Toitzor is going to be that the animal is going to be Meso, so they allowed to be Marviach to even make a Kedusha Kala, and to replace the chatos that will be chal. Kedushas chatos, a chiddush, that the kedushas abehem is not chal on the uber, b'mei imo. B'mei imo, he has a din of uber yerech imoy, but as an independent kedushas chatos, and then tomusu, because there's nothing to do with it, because you can't bring two kabbarnas for one avera, so then it'll be yomus to preempt that. You'll preempt the kedushas karban chatos being chal on it itself, which will only be b'shas yitzias la'olam. And memelo, what you could do is you could replace that with kedushas shlamim. If it's a zochi, you're right. You'll be magishah as an oilo. But what happens if it's in a kevo? You can't turn it into an oilo. How are you going to make it ois kodesh b'kedushas haguf of a chatos by making it into a shlamim? So then you'll do a kevo tikrav shlamim. Now, if he does the same thing and he says on the vlad of the chatos that he doesn't want to be chatoy shemesois, im zoch oilom nekeve zim cheshlom, he says both. So then yolda zoch unekeve, if it's a zoch, it becomes an oilom, it's an ekeve, it becomes a shlom. That we understand. What happens if what's born is a zoch unekeve, ha zoch yikav oilom and ekeve tikav shlom? They thought that they could both be chal together. Mishnah base, yolda shnei schor, let's say, there's two zchorim. Echad mehem yikrav oilo, and since he said im zochahu hareze oilo, was he magdish both? So echad mehem yikrav oilo v'asheni yimochel lechayove oilo. He could profit by selling it to somebody who needs a carbon oil, he'll sell the animal, the dom of that, the money that he gets from the person who's buying it from him, chulin. This needs a chesber. Is it Kodesh or not Hezbe? If it's Chulin, because you don't have to be Magdish both, because he only meant one, so then one of them is Chulin. And why does it have to be sold to Tzarchi Oilo? Go buy lunch with it. It's Chulin. And the answer is because when he was Magdish, it's not clear which one of them was Chal on it, the Sugi explains. So Mele, he has to be in the Siachis to the Kedusha on the both of them. However, the way he's going to handle klapid lekech is as follows. We have a suffix, which of the animals has kedushas oilo. So what he does is, he finds himself a lekech, somebody who needs an oilo, and he says, I'm selling you whichever of the two behemoths is chulin, and the money that you pay me is like a regular cattle merchant selling an animal. The money that I get is chulin. However, both these animals have to be brought as an oilo. So I'll bring one, you'll bring the other. But you're buying the one that's chulin, so Mele, you can pay me money that's chulin, but in the animal itself, maybe it has kedushas aguf, so we'll both be back of a carbon oil. That's the chap here. Yolda shteni kevois, achas mem tikuv shlomim, vashniya timochel chayove shlomim, vidomer chulin, the same halacha. However, yolda tumtum vandroigenis, either the simoni zachus and nikvus are covered, you don't know, that's a tumtum. Vandroigenis is, it has simonim of both. Rabban Shimon Gamli Alayim Ein Kedusha Chol Alayin at all. We don't look at it as a suffix, we look at it that he never meant to be magdish that. So if he never meant to be magdish that, it's Bechlal not Kodesh, and then it has a din of Chulun. The Knetch over here is that since we said that Vlodas Kodshim do not become their own Kedushas Karban Ad She Yitzeu Le'avir Oilom. Over here, that the animal was Yotzel Avir Oilom as a Tumtum Vandroigenis, and it's no possibility to bring it as a carbon. It's not Chal on them Kedushas Karbonis. If it's not Chal on them Kedushas Karbonis, Mele, they have a din of Chulin and Kedusha Chal Alein. However, the Chachomim, this is clearly Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, so the Tanakama held that it's Kodesh B'Kedushas Imon, even if it's not Royal Akrova by itself. So Mela, that's why they would argue, and they would hold Yodot Tumah during this. You also have to be paid the Hegdish somehow. So Mela, you can't say Kedush and Kedusha Chol Aleinu.